Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for May 8th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. IMHS is a premier online and distance learning university that offers high-quality doctorate and doctoral PhD metaphysics degrees that will enhance your life and career even if your career is not in the metaphysics field. For more information on the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org.
Hold on to your butts.
In cryptid news, we finally have the evidence we need to prove why there are no clear photographs of Bigfoot. The first Bigfoot habituation research conference took place in Bremerton, Washington, which is directly west and about an hour ferry ride across Puget Sound to Seattle. The event wrapped up April 24th through the 26th, and now much of the ridiculous information is making its way into the Bigfootery blogosphere. One attendee stated how ridiculous it was that a speaker stated he was made a priest by a Bigfoot. But that's not all. Dr. Matthew A. Johnson, a psychologist since 1982, who goes by the nickname Dr. J, was the event host along with his group, Team Squatchin' USA. Dr. J had an encounter in 2000, which brought him into Bigfootery, and he has claimed to be one of the most credible people in the Bigfoot world. Let's stop for a second and explore the concept of habituation. Dr. J claims this is the best way of finding Bigfoot evidence. So what is the habituation method? Well, despite his website giving no clear definition or even any mention of the actual methodology behind it, let me put it into my own words. This process is essentially finding an area where Bigfoot is frequently seen and observing the area over a period of time with minimal interference while attempting to create bonds or methods of manipulation in order to gather evidence of Bigfoot. Well, this approach is more passive than howling in the woods, beating trees with sticks, and the other invasive methods used on television. Well, this idea sounds like a great idea and full of sciencey stuff, and it was comparably used by Jane Goodall in Tanzania in 1960, but the reality is, this is a giant red flag with the words pseudoscience written in bold letters. This is just a fancy way of saying, we know we found Bigfoot, but it might take a long time to get any real evidence. Or in other words, we are going to make things up, and we just need time to pull them off. One of the chief perpetrators of this so-called methodology is Adrian Erickson of the Erickson Project, who states he has undeniable evidence of close interaction with Bigfoot. His evidence includes close-ups of Matilda, the Bigfoot with a face that is an imitation of Chewbacca of Star Wars fame.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
And a whole lot of lip service and scant photographs that only validate that he is a scam artist that reinvents himself when the circumstances require him to do so. Dr. J reported at the Bigfoot Habituation Research Conference that Bigfoot is real. And when asked why there are no photographs, his reply, Bigfoot has cloaking ability. So the next big question, why no bones or fossils? His response, Bigfoot is interdimensional. Sometimes he comes into our existence, sometimes he doesn't, and he lives in another dimension. So, how could Bigfoot cross dimensions? Well, by portals, of course. These portals are guarded by creatures with glowing red eyes. And why no proof of portals? His reply, these portals only open at night and disappear when exposed to light.
And you look into that portal, you can see red sky, dark vegetation, and there's these two little, about 3 foot tall, hairy beings with glowing red eyes guarding the portal.
Granted, some have claimed photographs of these purported portals, but is this what investigating Bigfoot has come to? In UFO news, UFO reports from Vancouver and San Diego made the national media news last week. Brian and Melissa Cooper were able to get video evidence of lights in the sky in Vancouver, Canada, stating that while they are skeptical, the two state that this was not a drone and that the object seemed to be the size of a Volkswagen. The San Diego Sun-Times shared a number of photographs and a video via social media on April 30th of a strange light formation just south of downtown San Diego. Well, experts are weighing in and stating that this looks like a lens flare. Alejandro Rojas made attempts to contact NBC7, who shared the popular video of the blinking lights that seemed to match the colors on the ground. He received no response. And Mark D'Antonio, the image and video analyst for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, also agrees that this is more than likely just a lens flare. Other experts feel that this is from inadvertently filming the planet Venus, which has been quite bright recently, and camera shake is causing the images in the photographs. So that begs the question, are all of these images and videos related? More than likely, not. The lights gathered from social media for San Diego seem to point to a couple of different directions, as well as independent explanations. And a pair of UFOs made the news in the Philippines. Video of the event shows two distinct objects with multiple lights on the objects. This area is near the site for another UFO video that turned out to be lanterns, and many are speculating that this is the explanation for this video as well. And in other news, tonight's topic on the darkest hours late night, sky noise. Well, let me give you my quick two-minute take on this subject. Now, while there have not been very many recent stories in the news about mysterious sky noises that I'm aware of, the topic of sky noise has been a hot one for a few years now. As a matter of fact, back in 2012, it was the number one paranormal news story here on the Paranormal News Insider. The following year, it was number two. We should also remember that while sky noise videos seemed to be piling up early on, there were a number of them that were fakes and hoaxes using the audio from previous videos. We should also remember that there are plenty of cases that were solved or others that a highly logical conclusion was suggested. From these, we have those that are ground-based. One Florida video showed a family inside the house while a rumbling, loud noise was heard outside. Well, this was nothing more than a jet engine being tested. There are plenty of cases that are more than likely caused by earthquakes or seismic activity. A few cases included manufacturing plants that were conducting tests and even police stations blowing up ammunition or blowing up explosives. There are also the true sky noise type cases where the sound is like a trumpet in the sky. Many of these are thought to be caused by the atmosphere, and we now know from a recent story of recording sound in the high atmosphere that we really don't know what sounds are made up there. With sky noise, we have to separate these cases by explained, logically suggested explainable cases, hoaxes and frauds, and then what we're left with are unexplainable. But are they really the sign of the apocalypse? Probably not. A very small percentage of these cases remain unexplainable, and they're probably more than likely caused by the atmosphere, and I really see little cause for concern. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. Well, we're a good chunk of the way through the year already as far as conferences and conventions. We have a few more coming here at the end of May, including the 2015 Society for Scientific Exploration, May 28th through 30th, in Rockville, Maryland, the Castle Spirits Paranormal First Annual Benefit Paracon, May 29th and 30th in Ione, California, and the 5th Annual Afterlife Conference takes place June 4th through the 7th in Norfolk, Virginia. The Milwaukee Paranormal Conference takes place June 6th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Western Canada Paranormal and Spiritual Expo takes place June 12th through the 14th in Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. And also in Canada, Mass Mysteria, June 13th, King City, Ontario, Canada. Be there. I'll be there. And I'll be speaking at that event along with John Sable and Nick Redfern, former guests of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, now known as the Darkest Hours Late Night. And in the UFO area, we have the McMenamins UFO Festival, May 14th through the 17th in McMinnville, Oregon, and the Erie PA Conference 2015, May 16th in Erie, Pennsylvania. And in cryptozoology, we have the Ohio Bigfoot Conference, May 16th at Salt Fork State Park in Lohr City, Ohio. To see the whole list of events, please visit paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting.